With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
I love the way the Lord helps us to understand His word. The next time you hear someone use that phrase, "I'm a God-fearing man," I want this to be in the back of your mind. Does that mean that that's the type of man who is known, understood, accepted? Many times people use that phrase and it's religion. And religion is just the opposite. Religion does not seek to be known, a person to be known. They do not seek to be understood. But they do seek to be accepted. But the acceptance is based upon my righteousness. I live in flawless perfection, or strive to get God to accept me. Failing to understand that He has already accepted us. He already knows. He already understands. Because intimacy demands vulnerability. You must be vulnerable. That's the devastation, as I mentioned earlier as we got started today, the difficulty of ministering in the devastation of Harrisburg, where people have taken advantage of intimacy. The most difficult thing it is to do once intimacy has been violated and trust has been violated, the most difficult thing it is to do is to enter into again another intimate relationship, because you've been there. I did allow myself to be known. I thought I was understood and accepted. Am I right, y'all? And what is more painful and disturbing and shaking and earth-shattering and heartbreaking than to discover after months and years that you were never really known, understood, and accepted? Wow. And when we experience that in our personal lives, in lives with human beings, between moms and dads and husbands and wives and sisters and brothers, members in a church, then it's really, really hard sometimes to go there with God when He keeps saying, "I'm not your pastor. I'm not your dad. I'm not your mom. I'm not your husband. I'm not your wife. I do know you. I do understand. And I still accept you." Even when I'm just, Lord, there are times, Lord, I'm just rotten. And He says, and I'm not surprised. I still accept you. Isn't that great to know about God? See, that's living in the fear of God, in the reverence of God. In fact, the more we discover how much He has known us and understood us and accepted us, the more we fall in love with Him. It's that much more. That's part of what motivates us to want to please Him. I remember there was a time in our early days here, we were teaching about the security of the born again believer. We were teaching about the grace of God. And I had a young man to ask me a series of questions afterwards. He came up to ask me these questions after the teaching, because he was really struggling, because he had always been taught that every time a person sins, then that means instantly they are not saved and that they must start again. They must again get saved. They have to get saved again each time they sin. And that the goal of the believers is to make it into heaven. Once we get saved, then we are to take it upon ourselves to strive and try to stay holy until the day we die. And then if we are still holy and living saved, when we die, then we'll make it into heaven. So he was wondering, his question to me then is, then if we're already accepted by the Lord, and if the journey that we are on is really about the maturing of the believer, growing up, being perfected, being matured, then, and that our goal is not just to make it into heaven anymore, because I taught that heaven, and I still do teach, heaven is a gift, the Bible says. Eternal life is given. It's not a reward, but most people have been taught that it is a reward that we earn based upon our good works. But that's not what the Bible declares. The Bible says, Jesus, in his own words, behold, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never perish. That's his word. Okay, I can't get into that teaching. Backtrack and stay in the story, Pastor Chris, because I'll start teaching about that, because that's one of the most important messages you'll ever hear in your life. Urban Life Church family has heard this one many, many times, and you really can't talk about it enough, because it really assures you and secures you and anchors you every time it's preached again of what's been done for us. So this young man was struggling with that teaching, and he said then, so what then is our motivation for living right? What's the motivation for living right? And I said, because we love him. And he just kind of stopped on that one. The motivation for living right is because we love him. Because we love him. Because we love him. I said, just like your motivation for sticking with your wife, which was a touchy subject at the time, is because you love her. You don't stay with her just because you're scared she's going to shoot you. If you get caught cheating, you do it because you love her and you want to please her. Okay. I'm speaking some of that foreign language again for Harrisburg. Blah, 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 blah. Because you love him. Same thing for wives. Because you love him. The motivation for living right is because you love. The law becomes love, not the fear of hell, the fear of death. Because that only leads to bondage, which is what you have in many, many assemblies of people across this city, this state, and this nation. They are assembling in buildings like this, storefronts. Some are massive, like almost like an amphitheater, doesn't matter. Some people are meeting in secret, meeting in their living room this morning. Meeting in a basement. But no matter where they're meeting, they're all part of the church. But for a lot of them, the meeting is really just to fulfill an obligation. They just feel obligated to meet because they don't want the pastor to say something. They don't really, it's not out of, I love God. I just don't want nobody to talk about me because I didn't come to church. And God don't want that to be the motivation. That's one thing that we love, and I'll say that to everybody here as well as those online. Here in this particular church and everything, in Ireland, the way God has given us, there's no pressure to come week after week after week. Why? Because God's in control of this. Don't y'all love this? In fact, we even got on our schedule, like, we're going to be off next week. We're not going to meet on Memorial Day weekend because it's family. We're not going to meet on July the 4th. Why? Because it's family. So there's no obligation because it's not about the religious scheduling of meetings that we got to be. No, it's a relationship. It's a relationship. We're known. We're understood. Don't y'all love this? We're accepted. And sometimes acceptance is just accepting right where people are. We have come to learn, give an example, here in Harrisburg, that it's good to take a break. That's why our schedule is like it is. Because people have been driven for so long to have to be at that meeting 52 times a year, not to mention the Tuesday night thing and the Wednesday night thing and the Friday night thing. And I ain't even talking about the rehearsals and all the different board meetings and all that stuff. And so we end up living our lives in the four walls of, quote, a church building and not really living life. Because it's not about the schedule. It's not about the ritual. It's about reverence, fear of God. I love him. He understands me. He accepts me right where I am. Aren't y'all glad? I said, thank you, Lord. That's enough to dance on already. Yeah! Thank you, Lord. Fear and reverence is about having an intimate relationship with God. Reverence and intimacy, they go hand in hand. Now let's look at the knowledge of God, because it said that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. So let's look at what the knowledge of God is. Since knowledge is power, everybody ever heard that phrase? Knowledge is power. And that's just in the world. Just think, knowledge, I'm just using the general definition of the word knowledge, just information, facts, figures. Knowledge is power. And that's because whoever has this information now has the influence. The most devastating thing in the world is ignorance. It's what you don't know. The old phrase, ignorance is bliss, is not true. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance will kill you. You'll be blissfully broke. There's a song from the old play. Anybody ever familiar with this musical, Porgy and Bess? And one of the songs is, I've got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. And I heard that song, no, it ain't. But many, many people, millions and millions of people, that is the theme of their life. I've got plenty of nothing, and the worst part, and nothing is plenty for me.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.